Today's gospel that the deacon just read to us goes back to Holy Thursday when Christ is talking to his apostles. And he's preparing their hearts to remember that physically he's not going to be with them much longer. He wanted to prepare their hearts so that they would not be anxious, that they would trust and continue to grow in their faith, and to continue to share the gospel throughout the region. And we can put ourselves at the table of the Last Supper because Christ wants the same thing for us as he wanted for the apostles 2,000 years ago. And what was the parting gift he wanted to give to all of them? Jesus said he wanted to give them, and it includes us as well, "Peace I give you, my peace I desire for you to live in." He wants us to live in his peace. And he wants it so bad that we too need to seek him and seek him in the peace that he desires to give to us. You see, he loves us so much, each one of us. It's the foundation of our lives, and the foundation of our faith is the deep love that God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit have for each of us and wants to dwell within each of us. Because Christ always loves us, his love is steadfast. Even when we turn away from him to sin and our own selfishness, he's always there with his mercy and his forgiveness. That's something the world can't give to us, is the stability of a relationship with Jesus Christ, a stability that we desire in our hearts, even those that do not go to church or do not practice a faith. They're looking for something, but yet they don't know what it is. And we see that in our world so much today. We're all looking for fulfillment and happiness, which we can only receive through relationship with Jesus Christ. But he desires that for each of us. And he went on to say, be not afraid, know that I am with you always. You see, when we put our trust in things of the world, and many people, that's how they live, trust in things in the world, they desire a particular career, they desire power, they desire to obtain things. But those things come and go, don't they? They fade away with time. They're not stable, and they can be taken from us at any moment. But the love of Christ is constant, and it's always there. That's what he's sharing us with us in this gospel, that he wants us to always pursue him. Because when we pursue Jesus Christ and grow in our faith, we have a stability in our lives, a stability that the world cannot give us. So that when we go through trouble and trying times, because life is always throwing us a curveball, isn't it? Our life and our week can be going very well, and all of a sudden, something happens to us during the week. It can be small, it can be big, it can be devastating. But when we have Christ in our lives, we can deal with it. We can deal with it without becoming overly stressed or upset. And it's kind of like Christ's love and his stability and the faith that he wants to share with each of us. It's kind of like the ocean. You know, the top of the ocean, the waves can be strong and big, and wreak a lot of havoc on ships. But at the bottom of the ocean, it remains still. And that's what Christ wants to be our anchor. He wants us to know that no matter what we endure or what we have to deal with, there's stability there. There's peace there, there's reassurance of his love, and that we're not going through anything alone. We also see that if you think of a pine tree, the pine trees in the mountain, there's not much soil, is there? So the roots spread out horizontally instead of going deep down. So what happens when a major storm or winds come through, pine trees tend to topple over, because they don't have the stability of a root system that goes deep. See, Christ wants us to be like an oak tree. An oak tree has a tap root that goes down. In fact, I was reading this week, it was kind of interesting, an acorn that falls to the ground, it goes down with a tap root about a foot before we see any growth on top of the soil. It wants to be stable. And that's what Christ wants to be in our life, is a stability that we can turn to no matter what, through thick and thin. And I think it's a beautiful gospel as we honor those graduated from high school and college. It's that time of year to always turn to the Lord and to seek opportunities to grow in your faith, because Christ is the stability that all of us are looking for and desiring. And when we have that stability of our faith, when we make opportunities to come to worship together on Sundays or get to know your faith through different activities at a university, we have the stability when life throws us a curveball. So let us, as we get ready to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, be thankful for our faith and the gift of faith. And as we receive him, let us ask him, Jesus, help my faith to grow, that when I get a curveball, I don't become upset, that I don't become worried or stressed out, but as I turn to you, who are my rock, my anchor, my everything.